Good morning.
Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning. Is anyone on?
I'm not sure if anybody else except us are on. I just came on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, just busy, have overtime, so I have to log into the on the clock at 8 o'clock, so I figured I'd jump on for a couple of minutes this morning while my computer was starting up. I would leave the call to the intelligent ones.
Good morning, who just came on?
What's so funny?
Steve was saying he was going to leave the call and leave it to the intelligent ones, and I said, oh, geez, I better hang up.
Well, I'm here.
Morning, Nancy.
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good. Just tired of this overtime.
Just what?
I said I'm just tired of the overtime. I have to log in at 8 o'clock. You know, our time, which is the time for the call. So
bummer.
I figured as long as the computer was warm enough, I'd say hi today for once. And then run away to Happy Land.
Good to hear you. How's Carol?
She has had a really rough few weeks, but it's interesting. She was out of the joint for about a month. I didn't realize it, but she has not done well since they went to the yellow joint pills.
And, yellow? They're green now.
Well, they're green now, but they were yellow, you know.
Okay.
You know, for however long, and they just didn't work, and so she quit taking them.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept buying them anyway, and got her some green ones, and within a couple of days, she was doing better. The weather has also, you know, she is greatly affected by storms, and we've had nothing but storms for the last 2 weeks out here in the West.
Wow.
And so she was very hampered by that, and just the knee is just killing her.
Oh, boy.
And I'm actually sort of pushing her towards going and getting it taken care of, as much as I don't want to... surgery.
So you are talking replacement or you're not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but, you know, we got to do something. She's never going to get feeling better. She's never going to have a life until she gets it done. And, yes, she is awfully heavy to have it done, but, you know, I don't think she's going to get skinnier until she does something. So she's sort of in a catch-22 situation. So,
do you have access to a swimming pool?
She can go do therapy.
She can.
Yeah.
Because before my first knee, Marty's physical therapist at the time, whom I went to after my surgery, recommended going to a pool, walking forward, backwards, side to side, both ways. And I did that 2, sometimes 3 times a week for probably 6 weeks pre-op the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I do think it made a big difference. I remember one day specifically I was exhausted and I was planning on going to the pool and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I can't even walk right now. Why would I think I could do that? And I went and I walked for an hour and it felt so good. And every time I went there, I was there for an hour. Just walking. So if she can get to a pool, it might be beneficial for her in more ways than you can imagine.
Yeah, I need to start pushing her that way.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a push that day, and that really cemented the idea that this is doing more good for me than I realized. And nothing hurts when you're in the water.
Right. Yep. I've been thinking even just hooking our hot tub back up.
Well,
getting it secured,
getting
so she
the
can
motion of doing it.
Yeah, like well, I was thinking, you know, she, at least she can, you know, move her legs and,
mm-hmm.
you know, she couldn't walk in it, but at least she could move her legs and do something and it would be warm and it would be,
right.
you know, so it just, it wouldn't be that bad. I just got to hook it back up. I had it outside and the last year I had it hooked up. My daughter, I think, was a senior in high school and I think we used it 4 times all winter.
Mm.
And my utility bill when I had it hooked up was about $200 to $5,300.
Oh, sure.
For electricity a month as
yep.
opposed to, you know, less than $100 a month
I'm
without
sure.
it. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do that again if nobody's going to use it. So I just put it in the garage.
Sure.
Where it doesn't freeze, but doesn't, you know, make it so we can't park a car in there, but at least it doesn't freeze and I don't spend $1,000 to heat it over the winter.
Right.
But, it's the point now where I think it's worth to look it back up to see if I can at least help her have some relief somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe she would use that, you know, cost me probably, I've got all the stuff to hook it up, I just have to do it, so. It's just one of the other projects to do. So I will
sure.
say goodbye and tell everybody to have a great day.
I'll send her my best.
Hey, thanks.
Take care.
Appreciate
thanks.
You. Oh, and the blog is at least everything that's been recorded is posted, so, on the blog. No review, so if anybody wants to send me emails with review stuff, I'll put it on there. But I haven't had time to listen to the calls. I just got them posted, okay? And I was
okay.
glad to hear, Betty, that your grandbaby is doing good, so.
Yeah.
Has arrived.
Anybody else want to say hi? I know we've had some people join us.
This is Mary Lalo. Has left the conference.
Hi, this is Elaine.
Good morning, Mary Lou and Elaine. How are you both?
Well, I've missed some, and I'm barely here, and I may have to go on mute.
okay.
So if I you don't think I'll listen, but I may not be able to take part as much as usual.
All right. Nice to know that you're here.
Are you doing all right?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. Anybody have any thoughts or concerns before we move on?
Anyone watch Oz yesterday?
I saw just a little bit of a section, something about, at the very end of it, about colon. And that's, I can't think, something else. He had some good information there, Sam, but that's all I remember.
The part about fasting?
I didn't see
yeah.
that, Nancy.
This is new information out this summer, he says, how beneficial fasting is for us. And he's not talking about fasting. He described fasting as between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m., a 12-hour fast where you put no caloric energy into your mouth except the only thing you can have is water. And the benefits are, number one, your cholesterol, your LDL goes down. Number two, wait, what was the first one? Oh, my gosh. I knew I was going to forget one of them.
From 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., nothing in your mouth.
Right.
What, water?
Water.
Uh-huh.
Your body needs that time. And, you know, I think of it as like when your body needs the time for healing.
Yeah.
The first one is your fat. Evacuates the body much easier. So the fat going out, the LDL going down, and the third, he said, this is the most critical, is the inflammation in your body has a chance to get rid of it.
How?
So, it was just pretty profound.
Pretty good.
That's what, the inflammation is the most important of all.
God, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I saw something about him doing that, and then at the very end, there's something about the colon, And he was saying to get the stuff out, and he showed pressing around on your stomach and coming around, you know, and then that thing at the very last that if you were choking or something, you know, to call 911, but then how you could do your step over a table.
Right.
Or a counter.
Chair, the back of a chair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had, for that part, he had three people, I think it was, do show what they would do if they started choking in their house.
Uh-huh.
And they were all wrong. I mean, nobody had the right, well, somebody had the phone, but she didn't know what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
You're better off on a land phone if you have one. You know, if it happens in your house and you have a landline.
Uh-huh.
Because they can trace it immediately. Even, and you dial 911 and then drop the phone. You can't talk if you're, I mean, if you're really choking and it's blocking your,
yeah.
You can't
talk. I have that problem at times where I had way back, not as much now, but I used to choke real easy.
On food or on liquid?
Oh, on food, I think I'd take a bite, you know, and to make a hurry and too uptight and all that other stuff.
And
you
not
know,
chew it enough, probably.
And and do it. But then lately, I've done some odd things, like start to take a drink of something liquid and kind of get choked.
Yeah,
I think it's air.
That kind of choking is not going to stop your breathing.
But it's that other kind that I've done that, and man, it's bad. It won't come up. It won't go down. You know.
You have 30 seconds before you'll pass out. That's
30
all you have.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
So that's why on the landline you get and do 911, and then
don't have a, if you don't have a landline, then you can do use the cell phone, but don't stay on the line. Just dial 911 and drop the phone, and then get to a chair or a counter or something where you can. Or if you don't have either of those available, you can also use your hand, you know, at the bottom of your diaphragm and have hard thrust to try and push it through.
Well, I think mine was recorded. I'm going to go try to go back to that one and see it because I missed the whole thing. I just saw that at the very 4 or 5 seconds you left in the program.
Right, in case you missed it, yeah.
Well,
I think it's also on. He says it's online. I've never tried to watch it online.
Either.
I have
online. You have?
Yes, they have it in different segments.
Okay. So you can do
what
that
do you do?
Anyway.
Just put DrOz.com and then go to what section you want it on?
It usually comes up to they usually have the day before and the day that you're on. And so it just has a small photo there of it, and then you can click on it and get started watching.
So you have to go by date, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. You
so
could
you
probably
go by. Put in his search bar choking and it may take you to it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
there.
You're right. Absolutely.
Okay.
I was interested too in the that he said from 8 till 8. I did see that section of it, and it's like I've noticed recently that there's talk about not having to eat food first thing in the morning when you get up, like we've been talking about previously.
And that's how he started the segment, that this is what he's been talking all the time, too.
Right, right. So it's kind of enlightening that it's not all that imperative, I guess.
Well, he even mentioned that some people just can't face food that early.
Right, yes. And that's the way I've been, too, though I haven't had any problems with doing the Vital Balance in the morning. I don't always like to have food first thing in the morning either. I usually don't like to have something to eat until closer to 10 o'clock in the morning. So just interesting how things evolve.
And you have to remember that, you know, everybody has their own opinions. And you wonder
right.
What your church is.
Yeah, it's whatever works for you.
Exactly.
And, you know, that the whole thing on our phone calls here is to know your body. So that's what you have to listen to.
we only were that smart, then we did it. People listen to their bodies, I don't think we would have the obesity problem we have.
Indeed.
I mean, I've been finding that after dinner, I'm not hungry. And Marty said to me, how come you're not eating fruit salad anymore? At which I used to eat, like, you know, maybe 2 hours after because I don't want to eat the fruit with the dinner. And I'm just not hungry, and I think, why should I do this now? I'm not going to do it. And yet, this morning, I'm hungry for breakfast. So, you know, that's how it's supposed to be.
Right. Right, exactly.
Well, I'm going to do that on that 8 to 8, you know. That would be great. I'll break that habit because a lot of times I drink tea at night or something, but I just go with water.
He said we eat dinner too late, a lot of us.
Yeah.
Too.
Uh-huh.
I think he may be able to have this. Am I right, guys? There's no calories.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I hear you.
I think you might be able to have tea. There's no calories. I don't remember specifically him mentioning tea.
Yes, he did. He mentioned herbal tea, though.
Herbal tea, okay. That makes sense.
He said what?
Herbal tea. It's okay.
Herbal tea, yeah, okay. Alrighty.
Yeah. So, and that would be without anything else in it.
I don't ever put anything in it. So that's okay.
Yeah.
I just heard something on TV this morning also about when we get stressed, we crave salty things like chips and pretzels and that kind of stuff. And let me think what she said. Something about that when you get under stress, your blood pressure goes down, I think she said, and then which means that you're losing salt and that's why you crave it. But you should go for healthier alternatives. And she mentioned those seaweed things that we talked about several weeks ago, and they come in a box like Trader Joe's has, and I think Costco has, which is a healthy salt substitute kind of thing.
Oh, and good grief, I have to tell you, since I got those from Costco, they have become addictive. That's ridiculous. I just enjoy them every single day, just a few of them. But I'll tell you what, like Char said with her granddaughter that can eat the whole thing, I really could too if I didn't watch what I was doing.
There's not that many calories, am I right?
Right. There's not many calories in it.
When I eat them, if they're the same size as the ones I got at Trader Joe, I can eat a half of a package, which I will do.
Yeah, without any trouble at all.
I heard y'all talking about them, but what's the name of them, or what are they?
Let me get mine.
Yeah, I don't have my box handy here with them, but is there a baked seaweed?
Roasted seaweed snack is what mine is called from Trader Joe's.
It's called what?
Roasted seaweed snack. It's 30 calories for the whole package, actually. No, 30 calories for half of the package. One carb, which is all fiber. One protein, 60 sodium, and 2 fat. It's seaweed expeller, fresh canola oil. I get the one with wasabi, which gets a little spicy sometimes. Vegan, no gluten.
Yeah, mine doesn't have the wasabi. It's just the salty taste. And lightly seasoned, but it doesn't have any heat to it like the wasabi would do.
Right.
I'll have to try it because I ever so often I need a lot of salt because I don't salt stuff a lot.
Yeah, well, the first little wafer of that I took, I was like, oh man, what am I going to do with all of these boxes? Because from Costco, I think that they come in packages of like 10 or something like that, 8 or 10. And I'm like, I'm not too crazy about this. And then I thought, well, I didn't even even give it a chance. How do I know whether I'm crazy about it? I'm not going to know with one case.
So those are wafers rather than thin things?
No, they're thin pressed seaweed.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're like 2 by 3 inches.
Oh, mine are strips, but they're very thin. I mean, you can't put the whole thing in your mouth at once.
No, I have to fold it.
Oh, this one won't fold. It's that crispy.
Ah.
It's more pliable.
A little bit. It still has little pieces that flake off when I fold it.
Uh-huh. I'll have to try the ones at Costco.
But now I can't do without them. I have to have them in the house.
You can't just have one, huh?
Yeah, no. It is that potato chip kind of mentality with it. And that's okay because I enjoy them more than I ever did potato chips, and they're better for me, so okay.
Sure.
Anything else anybody wants to discuss? I have an article that's on cilantro, and I thought about you, Nancy, because you're not a big fan of cilantro. And it's saying that cilantro will help detoxify your body. Unlike other known herbs, cilantro has a rather pleasant citrus flavor. Now, I think some of us would kind of say, yeah, not so much. And its essential oil was actually used in ancient Greece as a main component of perfumes. Even the Romans would use cilantro to limit the odors coming from rotten meat. Oh, yay, there's a thought for you. There is obviously a lot more to cilantro than simply its taste or scent. It would definitely be wise from now on to eat these green leaves when they are added to your meals instead of simply tossing them to the side of your plate. Cilantro, better known as coriander in the Mediterranean region, may be an excellent source of minerals such as potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, and manganese. But it's even more incredible source of vitamin A and K, as a simple 100-gram daily intake will strongly exceed the body's required need for such vitamins. Cilantro is also filled with important volatile oils and numerous antioxidant flavonoids that can help reduce LDL, bad cholesterol, while increasing HDL, good cholesterol levels. I never knew that. Professional herbalists have long ago recognized cilantro's ability to detoxify the body from heavy metals such as mercury. It basically acts as a powerful cleansing agent, as some of its compounds enable the cells and tissues to slowly remove these heavy metal toxins and then purge them from the body as simple waste materials. It is a known fact that people suffering from past mercury exposure will very often feel much less disoriented after taking adequate quantities of cilantro over a reasonable amount of time. It also says it can neutralize salmonella. excuse me. A study published in the June 2004 issue of the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry demonstrated that cilantro was capable of preventing salmonella from causing ill effects. The researchers isolated a compound named, I'll spell it, D-O-D-E-C-E-N-A-L, in order to examine its antibacterial properties. The entire team was surprised to note that dodecentyl displayed signs of being much stronger than gentamicin, which is a common drug used to combat salmonella. Following the research, scientists have discussed the possibility of developing a cilantro-based additive in order to prevent foodborne illnesses. The Ayurveda system of medicine has always claimed that cilantro leaves can drastically improve digestion and most likely help overcome conditions such as Crohn's disease. These leaves also have cooling properties for those addicted to eating very spicy foods or salsa. It seems that chronic inflammation plays an important role in neurodegenerative diseases. Throughout the years, researchers have noticed that people from the Indian subcontinent seemed less likely to develop such disease because they consumed large amounts of spices such as cilantro. But last but not least, cilantro's cooling properties can help relieve your eyes from burning sensations or irritations, which, for instance, can often be the result of excessive exposure to computer screens. I was questioning, okay, so are they saying you take, as far as your eyes are concerned, you take the cilantro internally, like eating it or whatever, or are they talking about taking the leaves and laying them on your eyes? What do you think?
Eat it.
Just in eating?
Yeah. I can't imagine putting them on my eyes.
I can't either.
I think they would specify that, don't you?
I kind of think so.
I knew about the cleansing effect. I'm glad you mentioned Crohn's, because Mindy's been going through a really tough time with her colitis, and I know it's something you either like or don't like, and the only reason I eat it is because I know it has good qualities. I don't go out of my way to find it. Maybe I should more after your article, but I think I will tell her to eat some cilantro. But I don't like the taste, Mom. Well, how does, you know, she's very interesting with that stuff. As most people are.
Yes.
Most people don't want to eat something they don't like the taste of.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you kind of block that. What you thought, you don't give it a whirl.
Well, I think it was when we were in Maine that I heard the powerful benefits of cilantro, when I decided, you know, you can choose to like or not like a food also. And because of the wonderful benefits of it, that's when I chose and decided I'm going to start eating it. I'm not going to avoid it.
Yeah, I think I remember that you had talked about that when you came back to Nancy. I thought it was the part about neutralizing the salmonella was an interesting thing, too.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, where? I should say, wait until the drug companies get wind of that.
absolutely. It's just about time to hang up. I have one more article that has to do with vitamin D. Do you want to wait till another time, or go ahead with that at this point?
I'll listen.
Okay. We'll talk about it then. This is a large cohort study confirms vitamin D is a powerful weapon against lung cancer. Vitamin D in quantities higher than what the federal government officially recommends could help to avoid developing lung cancer, according to the findings of a new study recently published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. A team of researchers from several esteemed academic institutions found that supplementing with or getting the equivalent of at least 800 international units of vitamin D daily can help reduce the risk of lung cancer among non-smoking postmenopausal women by 63%.
Wow.
Yeah. Utilizing data collected as part of the Comprehensive Women's Health Initiative, a large-scale cohort study involving more than 128,000 postmenopausal women, researchers from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, the University of Washington, and the University of California, Los Angeles Medical Center looked specifically at lung cancer rates in conjunction with intake levels of vitamin D among participating women. intake levels of both calcium and vitamin A in the form of retinol were also evaluated. To obtain this information, questionnaires were distributed that compiled data both on dietary and supplemental intake of vitamin D as well as calcium and retinol. Among participating women from this, the research team evaluated lung cancer rates. A total of 1,771 women came down with lung cancer during the WAHI cohort in conjunction with vitamin intake levels to see if there was any correlation between the two that might be indicative of causation. At the end, total vitamin intake levels above 400 IU and especially above 800 IU were very clearly associated with significant reductions in lung cancer rates, which makes sense as previous studies have found that high vitamin D intake can remediate and prevent other forms of cancers as well. As reported by the Vitamin D Council, a prominent vitamin D advocacy and research group, taking both calcium and vitamin D together can also elicit a powerful anti-cancer effect. As long as intake levels of vitamin A in the form of retinol are below 1,000 IU per day. Researchers believe that if you take too much vitamin A in retinol form, it may negate any benefit in taking vitamin D and calcium, particularly for lung cancer, explains the Vitamin D Council. It says stick with vitamin A carotenoids rather than retinol to obtain maximum health benefits from vitamin D. The crux of the problem is that a form of vitamin A, retinoic acid, weakly activates the vitamin D response element and perhaps blocks vitamin D's more robust activation, stated Dr. John Jacob Cannell, MD, the current executive director of the Vitamin D Council, in a report published by the British Medical Journal back in 2010. Still, the primary point of the new study is that vitamin D, when taken in high doses with appropriate levels of other cofactors, can help reduce the risk of lung cancer. And this, of course, is great news for the general public, as vitamin D from natural sunlight is freely available for all, and supplemental vitamin D3, when natural sunlight is unavailable, is quite affordable and easy to access. So that's the article on that. I thought that it was pretty impressive, and in the reduction of the lung cancer in these women, but even 800 at international units, I think, is really, from what our discussions have been on the phone call, are still in the low category.
It is. I think they're expecting that you're getting it either from other foods or from being in the sun a little bit.
Yes.
800 is low. But they also, I remember even in Maine, they recommended having your level checked in the fall because of sun exposure during the summer, and again in the spring when most people, although I'm seeing fewer and fewer people with real suntans anymore, but the spring it probably will be a little bit lower because there's no available sun for those of us who live above whatever the latitude is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's really kind of across the board, because even people that are living where they have sun all year long aren't out that much in it. And like
right.
You said, you see less and less as far as the tanned people around. So whatever is being used to block the sun is taking away from that vitamin D that does you so much good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I really kind of figure that everybody needs that supplement to some degree. Maybe less than others, but, you know, when you're in the sunshine state.
Sure. they even mentioned on the news yesterday, the weatherman did, that, you know, the sun is not as hot as it was even 2 weeks ago. They were talking about raising the temperature, but it also means you're not getting as much D.
Right.
It's starting already.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else have anything to discuss before we wrap it up? Okay, then I'll say goodbye and have a wonderful day, and thank you all for being here with me because I dearly appreciate each and every one of you.
Thanks, Betty. Good as well.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thanks. Good call. Thanks, Betty.
Take care, everybody.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.